They want to have this unconditional love from their parents. If they see that their siblings are actually receiving more love from the parents, it could be very traumatic.
有没有人觉得自己的父母是偏心的？
Has anyone of us here ever felt that our parents played favoritism while growing up?
Okay, 好，有几个人哈，对。
Several of you.
可能有些人不敢举手。
Maybe the others didn't dare to raise your hand.
一胎化中国出生的人，你们可能就不知道这是什么感觉，因为父母没有其他人可以偏心。
For the generation who you were born under this policy of the single child policy in mainland, probably you never really experienced this.
我妈就我小时候就常跟我说，我外婆是严重偏心。
My mom used to complain to me that my maternal grandmother played favoritism.
她重男轻女。
My grandmother favored boys over girls.
然后呢，我妈就要做很多家事，我舅舅不用做。
So my mom ended up doing a lot of the household chores, whereas my uncle didn't have to do any of them.
然后我小舅舅其实只小我妈一岁而已。
And my uncle was actually only 1 year younger than my mom.
我妈说小时候他们一起在家里玩，然后玩到一半的时候，我舅舅突然觉得很无聊，他就开始假哭。
One time when my mom and my uncle were at home, my uncle felt bored, so she started to fake cry.
然后我外婆就以为我妈欺负她，就冲过来开始不分青红皂白就打我妈。
My grandmother came in and just without asking anything, she started beating my mom.
所以我妈就有很多这种被冤枉的事情。
So my mom felt being wronged a lot of times.
她觉得很多委屈。然后我们都需要知道我们自己是某一个人眼中最重要的人。
We ourselves always want to make sure that we are the most important ones to someone.
人天生有那个需要。
We naturally have this need.
那个某人通常就是我们的父母。
That someone usually refers to our parents.
可能长大了之后是我们的配偶。
When we grow up, maybe that someone becomes our spouse.
但如果说父母偏心的话呢，我们就会觉得真不公平，怎么可以这样
？If our parents play favoritism, we will say that's so unfair.
当然，认识神之后，我们知道无论人怎么样对我们，神对我们的爱是不变的，也是最深的。
But after we came to know God, we knew that in God there's no such favoritism. His love will never change.
那这些心理创伤可能可以得到一点医治。
And maybe the trauma within ourselves could be healed that way.
可能除了父母对孩子之外，或者是说老师对学生之外，我们不会在其他的场合下用偏心这个词。
This word favoritism is usually used in the context between parents and kids or teachers to students.
因为我们不会期待从其他人那边得到平等的对待。
Because beyond those two contexts, we don't really expect equal treatments that way.
我们只从可能老师或父母那边期待一点平等的对待。
We expect equal treatments from our parents and our teachers.
但是呢？当我们被别人偏待的时候，我们常常会觉得非常的不舒服。
But usually when you are being mistreated or treated unequally, you always have that feeling of not being very comfortable.
举例说，如果你去一家餐厅，你点菜。
For example, if you go into a restaurant when you decided to order,
然后呢，你明明是先点菜，可是比你晚点菜的人都上了菜，你还没上菜。
Even though you were the first ones who placed in the order.Those who placed orders late, they received their dishes earlier than you did.
然后呢，你可能就会觉得，哎，我的菜怎么等到海枯石烂还没来？这家餐厅是歧视华人啊。
You might start to think, well, are they discriminating me because I'm Asian?
或者是说，这餐厅里面明明有很多好位置，然后侍者就把你带到那个厕所旁边的位置。
Scenario two, the waitress might guide you to a seat right next to the bathroom, even though there are plenty other seats available.
我们都觉得不能接受，对不对
？We wouldn't want to accept those situations.
我们说到偏待人这件事情的时候，很多时候我们只有看见我们是受害者。
When talking about favoritism, we usually put on this perspective of being the victim.
但是呢，对于我们偏待别人的时候，我们倒是没有多大感觉。
But we usually don't feel when we actually being the one who play out favoritism.
那我们现在来读这个雅各书第二章哈，我们先读一到七节。
Let's start reading James chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 7.
好，我们一起来读。我的弟兄们，你们侍奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服，进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里，或坐在我脚凳下边。这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？ 我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？你们反倒羞辱穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所尊奉的人。 OK， 谢谢。雅各在这里讲到一个非常普遍的问题，就是世界上的人会看重的一些东西，金钱啊、学问啊、权力、地位、长相等等。
So here James talked about a very common phenomenon we see, that normally people will value knowledge, appearance, richness, social status, and power.
那这里雅各他举的一个例子就是讲到金钱。
And here is a very specific example talking about richness, money.
是来提醒我们，我们都会偏心的。
To remind us that all of us will play favoritism at some point.
不管我们是不是做父母，但是我们对于我们认识、我们遇到的人，我们很自动把它隔到不同的圈子里面。
Regardless whether we are parents or not, based on our encounters of different people, we will subconsciously group them into different groups.
然后用不同的方式去对待他们。
And treat them differently.
人心里面还是有一道很长的围墙。
It sounds like there's a giant wall inside of our heart.
不喜欢的人隔在外面。
For those who we do not like, we keep them outside of the wall.
可能别人要沿着那个围墙走了好久才看到一扇小门，哦，这里可以进去。
And those people might have to walk along the wall for a long time before finding that tiny little door to go in.
人的天性，我们喜欢接受我们自己喜欢的人。
That's our nature. That's in our nature that we want to only accept those who we like.
潜意识里面，当我们遇到一个人的时候，我们就会把他归类。
Subconsciously, when we meet someone, we will put that person into a group.
我们甚至自己不知道。
Without even noticing it ourselves.
但是我们的心里面的声音可能问我们说：“这个人跟我合得来吗？能聊吗？”
Maybe subconsciously, we started a debate in our heart saying, well, will I be able to get along with this person? Will we be able to talk together?
他可以帮助我吗？他对我有好处吗？
Is it going to be beneficial to know this person?
是好人吗？还是坏人？
Is he a bad person or a good person?
跟我有类似背景吗？
Do we share a similar background?
有不良习惯吗？
Does he have a bad habit?
会拖累我吗？
Is he going to bring me burdens?
危险吗？有传染病吗？
Is he contagious? Is he dangerous?
会伤害我的孩子吗？
Will he harm my kids?
我如果我对他好的话，对我有好处吗？
If I'm nice to him, will he return the favor?
OK， 我当然不是说我每次一见到人就在脑子里面一直想这些问题，我是说潜意识。OK，
I'm not saying every time we meet someone, these are the actions in our brain, but subconsciously, that is what's happening.
但是神告诉我们，作为耶稣的门徒，我们没有围墙。
But Jesus told us that as the disciples to Jesus, we should not have that wall.
我们是开放式的院子。
We are actually an open garden.
只要是人，他有神的形象，我们就要接纳他，他有尊贵的身份。
As long as he's a human being, there's image of God in him, and we should honor that.
我们不可以偏心。
And we should not play favoritism.
耶稣他就接受当时最不被接受的人。
Jesus accepted those who were not being accepted back then.
他跟妓女跟税吏一起吃饭。
He dined with tax collectors and prostitutes.
不但如此，而且他还触碰麻风病人。
He touched the ones who have leprosy.
他不怕被传染吗？
Was he not scared to be contagious?
我相信他怕，但是他心里面一定有在祷告，求神保护他。
I actually believe that he was scared at the moment, but he also prayed in his heart for God's protection over him.
我觉得耶稣最让我钦佩的地方就是。他是不卑不亢。
I think for me, what I admire Jesus the most was that he was neither obsequious, but also he was not arrogant.
就是遇到别人会鄙视的人，他不鄙视。
When he meets someone that is being discriminated against, he does not discriminate that person.
遇到一个高位的人，他也不趋炎附势。
For the ones he met who is rich and powerful, he does not fawn upon their richness or their power.
他就是用神的爱来对待每一个人。
He treated everybody with God's love.
雅各说，当我们对我们喜欢的人说，请你坐在这个上位，然后对我们看不起的人说，你站着的吧，时候就是我们偏心待人，用恶意断定人。
So in the scriptures we read here in the book of James, when you are saying, please come to the nice seat to someone who wears gold ring and fine clothes, and those ones who were in filthy clothes saying, sit right next to my feet. That is when you are actually playing favoritism and judge people with evil thoughts.
对，这句话的英文是这样的，刚才Isabel说了discriminate among yourself and become judges with evil thoughts， 那么我们就随时可能变成法官了。
So in that situation you might assume this role of being judges，
因为我们心里面常常在评判别人。
Because we are constantly judging other people。
那法官应该是很公义公平的。
As a judge you're supposed to be righteous and fair。
但是这里说的 judge 却不是一个公义的法官。
But here in the book of James, the judge being mentioned here is not a fair judge.
而是一个用恶意断定人的法官。
But rather one who judges with evil thoughts.
我们堕落的本性里面有恶意，这个恶意让我们看别人是危险的，是低下的，或者是跟我们无关的。
Our fallen nature sets us to look at other people in a way that they're unworthy.They're harmful and they are
bad, to do with us.
Nothing to do with us.
但是呢，我们也有来自神的善意。
But we also have this goodness from God in ourselves.
所以用恶意断定人的相反，就是用善意待人。
So on the contrary of judging someone with evil thoughts, it's actually treating someone with God's goodness.
用善意待人，就是总当别人是好的，是需要帮助的，是值得我们爱的，因为他有神的形象。
Having this goodness from God to treat other people is that we will always look other, we will always view other people as someone who needs help, someone who is good, because there's God's image in them.
我们刻意的选择不用任何外在的条件来决定要不要对一个人好。
And we will be very purposeful in the process to not allow our fallen nature to come into play to judge other people, but rather to pick up that goodness from God to be nice to other people.
不管是一个人的出身、文化、经济能力、外在模样等等。
Regardless of their appearance, their social status, or their financial well-being.
神都不看这些。
God does not look at any of those.
神爱每一个人。
God loves everyone.
用恶意断定人跟用善意待人完全是相反的两件事。
Judging someone with evil thoughts and treating other people with godness from God are on the total spectrums.
一个是接纳，一个是拒绝。
One is about acceptance and the other one is about refusal.
一个是开门，一个是关门。
One is about opening doors and the other one was about closing doors.
一个是惧怕，一个是爱。
One is based on fear and the other one is based on love.
刚才我们读到了五到七节里面这边讲到说神拣选了世上贫穷的人，然后呢还那些富足的人呢还欺压你们。
So in verse 5 to 7 we read about God chose those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom. And also here also says that are the rich not the ones who are exploiting you?
那雅各的意思并不是说世界上所有的穷人都是很爱主，然后富人全部都是为富不仁。
Of course, it's not saying that all the rich people are profaning the name of God, and the rich people the poor people are all faithful.
但是当我们偏待人的时候，我们就跟神的心意背道而驰。
But when we play favoritism, we actually go against God's will.
我们的神的心意是叫贫穷人富足。
God's will is to choose those who are poor to become rich.
然后这些基督徒竟然羞辱神所爱的人。
But here, the Christians being referred here are actually humiliating the ones chosen by God.
另一方面，有些富有的人自以为位高权重，就做了不少欺压人、亏待人、亵渎神的事。
On the other hand, for those who are rich, they rely on their richness and decide to mistreat other people and to exploit other people.
然后这些基督徒竟然还偏爱他们，简直是是非不分。
But the Christians here even favor these rich people and be nicer to them, and that is them not being able to tell the wrong from the right.
所以使徒雅各告诉我们说，我们不可以偏心，不可以用金钱、学问、权力、地位、长相来决定善待谁，或者是亏待谁。
And here, that's why James said that we should not based on someone's appearance, social status, financial well-being, or knowledge to determine how we should treat that person.
那么我们很多人可能会说，不会啊，我没有啊，我没有看到开好车或者是拿名牌包的人就趋炎附势啊。
Maybe some of you will think, no, I don't think I ever will fawn upon those people who are rich, who are carrying their luxury bags or driving nice cars.
但是另一方面，很多时候我们看到穿着很破很脏的人，或者是头发蓬乱的人，我们是不想多看两眼的。
But on other occasions, when we actually see someone in their filthy clothes or with their messy hair, we actually don't even want to look at that person.
不会想要怎么爱他、帮助他，只会希望他不要过来。
We will not think about actually how we can help that person, but rather maybe we wish that person will not show up again.
做基督徒的人真的得爱所有人吗？
Is it required for Christians to love everybody?
啊，有时候这个问题很无奈，但是是的，答案是是的。
Sometimes the answer might seem very helpless, but indeed the answer is yes.
我们继续来看八到十一节。
Let's continue to read verse 8 to verse 11.
经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若守全这至尊的律法，才是好的。但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍是成了犯律法的。OK， 这边讲到你若守全这至尊的律法才是好的。
So here it says, if you keep the royal law, then you are doing right.
什么是至尊的律法？
And what is this royal law?
就是爱人如己。
And this is referring to love your neighbors as yourself.
神的爱没有界限。
God's love is without boundary.
我们如果要学习耶稣，我们的爱也应该是没有界限。
If we want to learn from Jesus, our love should have no boundary.
否则就跟神的心意背道而驰。
Otherwise, we just go against God's will.
我们作为父母，如果我们的孩子彼此之间是冷漠或者合不来，我们会非常难过。
As parents, if we see our children don't get along well, we might feel sad.
无论孩子多孝顺我们，但是如果他们对待彼此很冷漠，或者是一个人需要帮助的时候，另外一个人不理他，我们一定会很伤心。
No matter how nice our children are to us individually.But when we see the siblings are not getting well together, they are not caring about each other, not loving each other, that is still a reset for us.
爱人如己就是耶稣所说的所有律法的基础。
Loving your neighbor as yourself, here referred to as by Jesus, is the royal law as the foundation of everything.
其他任何关于怎么样跟人相处的律法都是从这里来的。
All the other laws talking about howhuman relationships should be done are actually based on this one.
所以这边说的就是你光守表面没有用了，守了一个犯了另外一个就是犯律法的。
So here what it's trying to say is that if you're only keeping up with the superficial laws, what to do and what not to do is meaningless because as long as you break one, you are still considered a lawbreaker overall.
所以我们要守的就是个至尊的律法，就是一切关系的基础，就是爱人如己。
That's why we have to follow the royal oneLove your neighbors as yourself.
我们可能很容易可以做到其他的律法中其他东西，比如说这个应该要十一奉献啊，聚会祷告啊，读经啊，甚至传福音，热心服事，
maybe,
很多人都做得到。
Maybe a lot of us can actually do other parts of the law, such as tithing, reading the scripture, praying, share the gospel, etc.
但是没有爱人如己。
But we fall short on this love your neighbor as yourself.
不是没有爱人哦，是没有爱人如己。
I'm not saying that you are not loving other people, but rather you probably are not loving your neighbor as yourself.
我相信我们大家都会爱人。
I believe that we all love others.
但是爱人如己是很困难的。
But loving others as ourselves is very difficult.
我打从心里面说这句话，我自己也这么觉得。
And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart because I feel the same way.
比起十一奉献或者是读经祷告都要困难多了。
It's way harder comparing to tithing or reading your scripture or praying.
因为这些东西都是我们自己可以控制的事情。
Because with tithing, reading the scripture, praying, those are all they can be self-monitored.
但是爱人如己，我们要对抗我们的自私。
But when it comes to loving others as ourselves, we have to combat our selfishness.
还要我们要放下。如果被不可爱的人冒犯的时候的心情。
And we also have to put down our guard when we're being offended by those people who are not so lovely.
甚至要去爱那些逼迫我们的人。
And even to love those who persecute us.
真是不容易。
It's just very hard.
所以很多人可以做到 表面跟外在的东西，但真的要爱人如己的时候又做不到。
So that's why a lot of us might be able to follow the superficial levels of the law, what to do and what not to do, but when it comes to the essence of it, loving your neighbor, it becomes very difficult and we might not be able to do that.
因为太爱自己了，太想保护自己了。
Because we love ourselves and we want to protect ourselves.
太有自己的原则跟想法了。
We want to hold up to our own principles and our own opinions.
没办法爱人如己。
So that we cannot love other people as ourselves.
好，雅各有没有给我们什么答案呢？
So what answer did James give us?
我们接下来再看十二到十三节。
Let's continue to read verse 12 and verse 13.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜。好，第十二节怎么讲到了一个使人自由的律法。
Verse 12 talked about a law that gives freedom.
这个跟旧约的辖制人的律法不一样。
This is very different compared to the law that actuallyThat is restrictive in the Old Testament.
耶稣来以前，律法是都要遵守，犯了罪就要献祭。
Before Jesus, you have to provide offerings when you violate the law.
那万一有没有想到的罪，没有献祭呢？就大祭司一年一次还要为全以色列人献祭。
And the great priest actually has to an annual offering too, because there might be violations that we forgot to acknowledge.
免得有人得罪神，然后又没有想到就被神击杀。
To avoid any possible punishment from God.
律法是一个沉重的担子。
Law was a very cumbersome burden.
但是耶稣来了之后，我们得到一个使人自由的律法。
But after Jesus, a law that gives freedom was offered.
那就是爱。
And that law was love.
只要我们爱人，我们就完全了律法。
As long as we love our neighbor as ourselves, we complete the law.
为什么这是使人自由的律法呢？
Why is it named the law that gives freedom?
因为我们不再需要靠自己的意志力去执行。
Because we no longer need to rely on our willpower.
我们只需要接受圣灵的能力。
We just need to accept the power coming from the Holy Spirit.
神的灵在我们里面，让我们神的爱从我们里面自然地流出来。
And this power from the Holy Spirit naturally flows out of our heart.
所以这是使人自由的律法。
That's why it's called the law that gives freedom.
不是我们努力的去守，而是因为我们跟神的关系，就自然流露出来的一种性格。
It's not about us trying so hard based on our willpower to follow each single one of those laws, but rather this natural flowing of the power from the Holy Spirit that helps us to love others and complete this law.
这不是让人感到很自由吗？
Doesn't that give you freedom?
爱人如己就成为我们自然想去做的事。
So loving other people becomes natural for us.
我们基督徒在末日受审判的时候呢，并不是按着律法一条一条的看有没有守到。
On our judgment day, we're not going to be compared against this series of laws one by one to see whether we completed any one of those.
这里说我们是要按着使人自由的律法受审判。
Here it says that we will be judged by the law that gives freedom.
有没有爱神，有没有爱人。
So here refers to you will be judged by whether you loved God or loved neighbor.
也就是说我们接受耶稣有圣灵的能力在我们里面，我们只要学习顺服就有爱的能力。
That means as long as we accept Holy Spirit to dwell in ourselves, we will inherit that power to love other people.
所以第十三节雅各说那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
Verse 13 says, judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful, and mercy triumphs over judgment.
这里说到的审判这个字呢，跟刚刚我们说的恶意断定人的那个断定是同一个字根。
Here the judgment, the word of judgment actually shares the same root versus the word judge we talked about, judging with evil thoughts.
所以上次我讲到的时候刚好有讲到一样的东西，不晓得大家记不记得。
And last time,When I preached, I actually talked about very similar theme. I don't know whether you remember that or not.
马太福音六章十四到十五节这样说。
Last time I talked about the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 14, chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
真可怕。
How horrific it sounds.
雅各书这里又说了，我们刚刚看到的。哎、不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。
And the book of James says, judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
跟马太福音讲的一样意思吧。
That rhymes that's on the same theme as the two verses we just read from the book of Matthew.
很奇怪的，每次我讲到就会出现这种经文。
Interestingly, whenever I preach, I felt like I will fall onto the same topic of mercy.
有人问我说：“哎，我讲到怎么好像有点重复，常在讲一样东西，就是不要对别人太严厉，要怜悯人。”
A lot of people actually gave me feedback that Sarah, when I hear you preach, it sounds like you're circumlocuting on very similar topics every time.
但我也觉得奇怪，因为这经文不是我选的。
I feel very interesting too because I was never the one who chooses these passages myself.
每次我讲的时候，就好像有这个题目跑出来。
But it's such a coincidence that it comes up to me every single time.
好，刚才我们讲到了三样东西，两样东西，我们 summarize 一下。第一个，雅各说不要偏待人。
So let's summarize on what I just talked about. First one, we talked about show no favoritism.
这是一个消极的教导，对不对？不要。
This is a passive instruction talking about what not to do.
第二是爱人如己。
And the second one I talked about is to love your neighbor as yourself.
这就是积极的教导。
This is a positive instruction.
接下来雅各就讲到第三件事情，就是信心。
And the last one he talked about was faith and deeds.
我们的偏心或者是爱人如己都跟我们的信心有关。
Showing favoritism and loving your neighbor, those two are actually based on your faith.
好，我们来看接下来14-26节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 14-26.
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹，赤身肉体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他说：“平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿着暖吃的饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。”必有人说：“你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。虚浮的人呐、啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？”我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。妓女拉合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样是因行为称义吗？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。好，这里面有很多的旧约的 reference 啊，如果你都不知道妓女拉合是谁，或者是这个亚伯拉罕做了什么事情的话呢，建议你好好的去读一读，创世纪。
Here, those 12 verses use a lot of references from the Old Testament. If those names don't seem to be familiar to you, I encourage you to go back to the Old Testament and read about this.
好，信心没有行为是死的，这是我们非常熟悉的一段经文。
Faith without deed is useless. We are all very familiar with this verse.
但是从这个前言后语看起来，原来这里指的行为就是特定的一个行为。
And here you can see that the deed here refers to one specific behavior.
当然我们在应用的时候可以把它延伸到各种行为。
But when it comes to application, you naturally expand it to other dimensions too.
但是这一段经文讲的就是爱人如己。
But this portion of the chapter specifically talks about love other people as yourself.
雅各花了一点功夫跟他的读者解释为什么行为这么重要。
James here explained in some length to the readers.Telling them why deed is so important.
他说十八节了，你说你信神， 必有人说你有信心我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
Verse 18, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.
这句话的意思就是没有行为就不能证明你有信心。
This verse is actually just saying thatWithout deeds, you cannot prove you have faith.
行为是可见的，信心是不可见的。
Deeds are visible, but faith is not.
一个人自称有信心，并不能让人家信服。
For someone who claims that I'm a person of faith, without deeds, no one can be convinced.
有行为的人就可以借着行为让别人看见自己的信心。
For those who have good deeds, this person can demonstrate his faith by his deeds.
那我可不可以说，哎，我不用跟别人证明我的信心啊？我为什么要借着我自己知道我有信心就好，神知道我有信心就好了，我干嘛证明我的信心？
Okay, can you argue to someone else that why do I have to prove my faith to you? It can just be known between me and God. Why do I have to show that?
问题是，信心是不能独立于行为之外存在的。
So here's the question. The point is that your faith cannot exist outside of your deeds.
有没有可能一个人完全没有好行为，可是里面有真实的信心呢？
Could someone with no good deeds at all but still be a person of faith?
打个电脑的比方，信心好像是软件，行为好像是硬件。
Let me give you a metaphor of computer. So your deeds will be your hardware and your faith will be your software.
硬件是承载软件的工具。
Hardware is what contains the software.
但没有硬件，软件不能单独存在。
Without hardware, you cannot have the software.
虽然软件理论上是存在的。
Even though software does exist in theory.
但那只是理论。
But it's only theory.
就好像我们可以说信心理论上是存在的。
So similarly, we can say that faith exists on a theoretical level.
但是在人身上要实践出来，从理论要进入实践层面的时候，没有行为就没有信心。
But moving from theory to application, without this theory, you cannot have your deeds.
你有行为，信心就是不存在。
Oh, without your deeds, your faith will not exist.
就像耶稣说的，什么树结什么果子。
Just as Jesus said that, what kind of tree will determine what kind of fruit it bears?
荆棘里岂能摘无花果呢？
How can you find figs in thorny bushes?
这是不可能的事情。
Because it's not possible.
凭着果子就可以断定一个人的生命。
You can see one's life based on the kind of spiritual fruit you see in that person.
同样，凭着行为可以看见一个人的信心。
Similarly, you can see one's faith based on the deeds you see from that person.
不但可以看见一个人有没有信心，还能看见他的信心是什么样的信心。
You can not only see whether that person has faith or not, but also you can see what kind of faith this person has based on his deeds.
雅各举例说，对不起，我没有打出来。雅各举例说，亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上的时候，岂不是因行为称义吗？
Here James gave an example of Abraham in verse 21, saying that when Father Abraham considers, he was considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar.
当时神让亚伯拉罕把他唯一的儿子以撒当作祭物杀了献给神。
At that time, God actually asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac as an offering to him.
亚伯拉罕真打算这么做。
Abraham intended to do that.
只是神没让他真做，在他下手之前就阻止他了。
But God prevented him from doing so before it actually happened.
那为什么亚伯拉罕会愿意把他的独生子当作祭物献给神呢？
Why would Abraham be willing to offer his son Isaac as an offering?
不是因为他太爱神了，而是因为
It's not because he loves God so much.
而是因为他相信，就算他儿子死了，神也能够叫他儿子从死里复活。
But rather, he believes that God will resurrect his son, even though he offers him as an offering.
他对神的信心是这么的大，所以他毫不犹豫捆了他儿子在木材上面。
His faith in God was so genuine and so big that he decided to go with the offering of his son.
我们心里面真正相信的会影响我们的行为。
So what we truly believe in ourselves could impact the way how we act out.
我们相信学习乐器跟学习运动对我们的孩子有好处，所以我们让我们的孩子学习运动跟乐器。
So we believe that learning musical instruments and taking part in sports will be good for our children. That's why we want them to take part in those activities.
对国际学生来说，我就是相信到国外念书对我有好处，所以才选择出国念书。
For international students, we believe that studying abroad is beneficial. That's why we decided to study abroad.
如果我们相信学习乐器跟运动对孩子有害，那我们就不会让孩子学习运动的乐器。
If we believe that musical instruments and sports are harmful for our kids, we will not want our kids to take part.
这就是耶稣说的，你的财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。
This is exactly what Jesus meant by saying, "Where your treasure is, that is where your heart is."
我们真正相信、在意一件事情的时候，我们就会花时间、金钱跟精力去做。
When we care about something, we will spend time, money, and energy on it.
昨天在跟李翠聊天，他就说：“哎呀，天天好忙啊，载着赵子睿去上这个课，去上那个课。”
Yesterday, I was having a conversation with Tracy, our sister in Christ. She was saying that, "Oh my gosh, my day is so busy, filled with all kinds of activities for my son to attend."
女儿。
Oh, daughter to attend.
然后我就说：“哎呦，我觉得小孩子不用学那么多东西，我以后肯定不会让狗狗学那么多东西。”
So I was telling her that, well, I don't think kids should be having such a busy schedule. I probably will not want my son to go through such a harsh schedule.
所以你可以看到我们两个philosophy, 我们的哲学是不一样的，对不对？
So you can see that my parenting philosophy is very different from Tracy's.
等到以后你看小孩子在上多少课的时候，你就知道，哦，这个父母他相信的是这样，他相信的是这样。
So you can see based on kids' schedule that you can tell what kind of parenting philosophy their parents have.
好，我现在没有在说这哪个是对哪个是错，重点不是那个，重点是我们所相信的我们会做出来。
I'm not here to say what is right or what is wrong regarding parenting style, but rather I'm saying that you will see that our belief system can impact the way how we act, our behaviors.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们是不是相信三位一体的神是我们的主宰，而且他的旨意就是要我们爱人如己。
So as Christians, do we accept this Trinity God as our Lord and let that faith guide our behaviors?
还有他的旨意是要我们的爱人如此。
And believe in his will, believe in his guidance and his instruction to ask us to love other people as ourselves.
这边有两件事情。
There are two things included here.
如果神不是我们的主宰，那么他的旨意跟我有什么关系呢？
If God is our Lord, is not our Lord, how is his instruction relate to us?
如果他是我们的主宰，但是他并没有教导我们要爱人如己，那这件事情当然也不是很重要。
If he is our Lord, but he does not give us instructions regarding all these matters, then I guess it doesn't really matter.
在这两件事情当中，只有一件我可以用圣经向你证明。
Out of those two things, I can only prove one of those using the scripture.
神确实要我们爱人如己。
God does require us to love neighbor as ourselves.
神是不是你的主宰？我不能说，我也不知道。
I don't know whether God is your Lord or not because I cannot tell.
只有你跟神知道。
And that is only known between you and Him.
但是我很确定，上帝要我们爱人如己。
But I'm very sure that God did say that we have to love our neighbor as ourselves.
雅各这段话在这里甚至跟我们说的就是，你不能爱人如己，就不要说什么信心了。
So to put it more bluntly, here James just said that if you cannot love your neighbors as yourselves, don't claim yourself as a person of faith.
什么？你相信神、相信主耶稣都是废话。
Even though you are saying that, oh, I love Jesus, oh, I love God, this is just all nonsense if you don't love your neighbors.
使徒约翰也说了，在约翰一书。
Apostle James also, John also said something very similar.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能看没有，不能爱没有看见的神。
For whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen cannot love God whom they cannot see, they have not seen.
耶稣的生命就是爱人的生命。
The life of Jesus demonstrated a life of loving others.
当耶稣的生命住在我们里面的时候，我们的生命也会彰显出耶稣的爱。
When this life of Jesus lives in us, we will show this life of loving others too.
那是一种愿意触碰麻风病人的爱。
The love that you are going to show will be the kind of love that Jesus shows that you are willing to touch the people who have leprosy.
那是一种没有惧怕的爱。
The kind of love that is not based on fear.
很多时候我们之所以不会敞开心胸对所有人，是因为我们要保护自己。
For most of the times when we don't want to open our hearts, it's because we want to protect ourselves.
尤其是我们华人的文化性格，小心再加上谨慎。
Especially us as Chinese, we grew up in this culture that has taught us to be extra careful and prudent.
碰麻风病人这种事情真的是万万不可以做的。
Touching someone with leprosy is forbidden.
因为我们怕。
Because we're scared.
约翰一书四章十八节说，爱里没有惧怕。
But in the first book of John, it says there's no fear in love.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
But perfect love drives out fear.
因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
Because fear has to do with punishment, the one who fears is not made perfect in love.
未得完全。
Here it says not made perfect in love.
也就是说有，我们有爱，但是那个爱还没完全。
So it's saying that yes, you loved, but that was not complete. That was not perfect.
所以现在我们都在一个楼梯上面，我们要越走越高。
So we're all at the same starting level. We just have to go higher and higher.
所以不要太绝望，就是啊，天哪，我没有爱人如己。哎，可是我们有爱了，就是从你有的这个点开始。
Don't feel too desperate that oh gosh, I'm not doing any of this. But you're loving people, even though not to a level that you would like to get to. But start from there.
直到在爱里得完全为止。
Until when you are made perfect in love.
把我们怕换成我们爱。
Change the mentality from we fear to we love.
因为爱里没有惧怕。
Because there's no fear in love.
为什么不用怕呢？因为耶稣说了，杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。
Why we should not fear? Because here in the book of Matthew, Jesus said that do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
我们在神眼里是怎么样的，那才是最重要的。
What matters most is that what do what
how does God see us?
How does God see us?
嗯，好，到底如何爱人如己呢？
So how do we, what do we do when it comes to love our neighbors ourselves?
理论上我们知道，嗯，好，爱人如己，但实践上怎么，实际上怎么实践出来呢？
We all know that by theory, but how are we going to actually do it in application?
所以雅各举的例子，第一个就是我们又回到刚刚说了，不要偏心待人。
So James brought several examples, and the first one is what we mentioned earlier, do not play favoritism.
这是第一步，如果你能够做到这一步的话，
if you can get to step one,
下面的就不难了。
The rest can come in much easier.
但是第一步很困难。
But the first step is actually the hardest one.
我们毕竟是人，我们第一眼看到的就是外在的东西。
Because we're all human beings, we are naturally drawn to superficial behaviors or what we can see on the outside.
我们的接纳不会给所有人。
Our acceptance will not be given to everybody.
以前我在温哥华的教会的时候，有一个教会里面有个执青团契。
When I was in Vancouver Church, there was a fellowship that's designed for young professionals.
就是大学毕业之后刚开始工作，然后还没成家的人。
It's for college graduates who just started working and who are still not married yet.
有一次我在教会遇到一个台湾姐妹。
One time I met a sister from Taiwan in that church.
我就想起，哎，他大专就是大学毕业之后，好像离开了大专团契，就没有再去那个执青团契。
And it hit me that oh, I haven't seen her for a while after she graduated in that fellowship.
我就问他说，哎，你怎么不去那个提摩太团契
？So I asked her, hey, why don't you come and join us at the fellowship? Because you know you are a recent grad who just started working, same profile.
他回我一句话，我永远不会忘记。
She responded. Her response was something that I will never forget.
他说：“那应该已经变成大陆人的团契了吧
？”She said to me that, "Oh, I thought that fellowship is more like a mainlander fellowship now."
大陆人不是有自己的团契吗
？Don't they, the mainlanders, have their own fellowship group?
他的意思是说，虽然大家是说一样的语言，但是文化不一样，沟通方式不一样，没有办法一起聚会。
What she meant was that.Even though we all speak the same language, have very similar culture, but still, it's hard to communicate to each other.
大陆人应该去自己的团契，不要跟我们混在一起。
She was trying to say that the mainlanders should just have their own group without joining our own group.
以前呢、啊，因为那个是以前移民大部分是台湾人嘛，香港人当然会去讲广东话的教会。
Because back then, you know, the immigrants has mostly people come from Hong Kong or Taiwan, and people from Hong Kong they will naturally go to the Cantonese speaking churches, and so for people from Taiwan they come to the Mandarin speaking churches.
对，讲国语的教会基本上都是台湾人，但只有一小部分就是中国大陆来的弟兄姐妹，所以就有一个团契专门是给中国大陆弟兄姐妹，叫淡以理团契。
And back then, you only have a very small portion of people actually come from the mainland China. So we do have a small group for them that's called a Fellowship of Daniel.
那可是后来时代变了，国内经济起飞了，很多人都能出国了，所以教会里面的大陆人就越来越多了。
But we know that as the 90s come in, economy in China skyrocketed, and you see a lot of people from mainland China now migrated to the North America.
所以已经不可能说只有一个团契给所有中国大陆来的人，一定是大陆人的大专生要跟台湾人的大学生一起聚会，大陆人的职青也要跟台湾人的职青一起聚会。
So you see, churches also see a lot more mainlanders come in, and that's why you cannot just have one or two groups designated for mainlanders, because a lot of church people are now actually coming from the mainland China. You do have to have all these fellowships blending a little bit.
所以提摩太团契，我刚说的执行团契里面就有很多中国大陆来的弟兄姐妹。
So with the first fellowship that I mentioned for young professionals, we start seeing a lot more people from the mainland.
那这个台湾姐妹她觉得相处起来很困难，不想跟他们一起聚会。
And this sister from Taiwan, she didn't really want to come because she felt like it's hard to communicate with people from mainland.
是没错，大家政治上有差异，文化上有差异，用字遣词也不一样。
Of course, what she was saying was true because.The culture and the political systems are very different, and also the way how we utilize our linguistic units are also very different.
这是可以理解的。
That is understandable.
但是只要我们有开放的心胸，就能够彼此接纳。
But when we have open minds, we should be able to accept each other.
如果连组内的讲一样语言的人都不能接受，我们还能接受谁呢？
So if we cannot even accept our brothers and sisters in Christ who share the same language with us, who can we accept then?
穆斯林怎么办？是不是被我们踢到九霄云外去了？
So what happens to Muslim? Do we just shut the door and say no Muslims?
我们主耶稣的爱是给所有人的。
This love of Jesus is for everybody.
可能有人说没有啊，他不爱法利赛人啊，他一天到晚责备他们。
Some people might argue that no, that's not true. He doesn't like Pharisees.
他责备他们就代表他不爱他们吗？
Do you think that rebuking Pharisee people just means that he does not love them at all?
我觉得耶稣也爱法利赛人。
I actually felt like Jesus loves the Pharisee people too.
看他跟尼哥底母的对话就知道了。
Just look at the conversation he had with Nicodemus.
在约翰福音三章一到二十一节里面讲到尼哥底母他是个法利赛人，但是他去请教耶稣，哎，我怎么样才可以得到永生呢？
So in the book of John, there was a chapter talking about Nicodemus humbled himself to go to Jesus and asked, "How can I inherit eternity?"
所以 eternal life.
Oh, eternal.
所以耶稣就告诉他怎么样才可以重生得救。
So Jesus told him how to have this eternal life.
那其他的罪人呢？耶稣怎么对待他们呢？
What about other sinners? How did Jesus treat them?
我们看见耶稣他呼召税吏马太。
We saw that Jesus called on tax collector Matthew.
耶稣说要去撒该家里吃饭。
And Jesus said that he will dine at Sagai's place.
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
但都是耶稣主动的。
But those are all initiated by Jesus.
因为耶稣爱他们，要给他们机会。
Because Jesus loved them and want to give them opportunities.
指引他们悔改。
To guide them back to salvation, to repentance.
不要说我们不应该用外貌待人了。就算我们真的遇到邪恶的人，或者是骄傲的人、自以为是的人、幼稚的人，我们都要爱他们。
Not to even mention, not to play favoritism based on people's appearance. Even when we are facing people who are evil or with those who are not lovely.We still have to love them.
给他们机会，指引他们。
Give them opportunities and give them guidance.
用耶稣的爱来接纳他们。
Accept them with the love of Jesus.
我们自己又是谁呢？
Who are we then?
我们只不过是乞丐，找到了面包，去告诉另外一个乞丐哪里有面包。
We are just one beggar telling another beggar where we found our bread.
把自己看得合乎中道，就不会偏待人。
Look at yourself in the right way so that you will not play favoritism.
我们不是法官，那是神的工作。
We are not judges because judging is God's work.
我们要爱人如己，这就是至尊的律法。
We have to love our neighbors as ourselves, and that is the royal law.
最后我想要再讲讲我外婆。
Okay, I want to come back to my grandmother again.
虽然她重男轻女，
Even though my grandmother favored boys over girls,
但是她的心肠很好。
But she was a very kind-hearted woman.
以前他们住在眷村。
So my grandmother, the family used to live in a military compound.
就是给台湾早期给军人还有他们的家人的宿舍。
So it's like this complex with all the dormitories built for military people and their families.
一个一个的村子。
You can see their individual village life.
住在眷村的人都没什么钱。
And those people who live in this compound are usually pretty poor.
但是他们彼此的关系都很好。
But they're very close in that community.
那他们就是我妈小时候住的那个眷村呢，里面有个精神失常的女人。
In my grandmother's compound where she lives at, there was a mentally ill lady who lived there.
家人都不管她，就经常让她在路上走来走去，没东西吃。
Her family didn't really take her in, so she usually just wander around the streets in the compound to try to find things to eat.
那我外婆呢，就会把她叫到家里来吃饭。
My grandmother will actually back then would invite her to dine with us.
那个女人不是儿子了 ，I wasn't born yet. 我妈小时候。
So when my mother was young, she would just come in. She would just invite that mentally ill lady to come eat at her place.
所以那个女人虽然是精神失常，可是她见到别人常说刘太太对我很好。
Even though she was mentally ill, but whenever she saw somebody, she would constantly say that Mrs. Liu, Sarah's grandmother, was very nice to me.
不是所有人都会把精神失常的人叫到家里吃饭。
Not everybody would invite a mentally ill person to join dinner or lunch with them.
这就是我外婆非常善良的地方。
And that is one dimension you can see from my grandmother, that she was very kind-hearted.
所以一个人有很多面。
So you can see that every person can be very multidimensional.
不会全部不好，也不会全部完美。
Not all of those dimensions are bad, or not all of those dimensions are good.
这就是为什么我们不能偏待人。
That's why we should not play favoritism.
因为我们根本不能完全认识一个人。
Because we can never fully know someone.
我们只能求神赐给我们从他而来的爱，去接纳每一个我们遇见的人。
We can only ask for this love from God to accept and love.Every single one of the persons that we meet.
好，那么 Isabel 你带我们结束祷告好吧，然后我们唱回应诗歌。
All right, we're going to pray and then we will sing our response hymn. Dear God, we thank you for this moment of reflection on how so many times that we just played favoritism when we meet other people without even knowing it. And we pray that you willGive us the wisdom and constantly remind us when we're in those situations. For we know that we were just one of those people who were not worthy at all when we came to you. We pray that you will help us to love every one of them as ourselves and help us combat our selfishness. And we also pray that you will give us constant reminders to help us live our faith.By having good behavior so that when people see us, they will know that it's credit to you. And we pray in this precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.